I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. Before we get started on this cold weather grilling, I want to remind you all to go to thegrillinguys.com, one G in the middle, thegrillinguys.com, and register for our free turkey giveaway from Sobey Meats. It's going to be a fresh turkey.
Fresh turkey.
Yeah, and all we want you to do is go in there and sign up.
Which means it's local, too.
Right, yep, exactly. And so sign up. If you're far, depending on how far away you are we, as the winner, we'll get it to you somehow. But if you're here in West Michigan, it'll be right there at Sobey's Meat. So anyway.
Jop might bring it to you in his rental car.
Right,
yeah. He got hit again.
Yeah, right. Well, my wife did. Everybody's fine, but it was a hit and run too, Bob. But we'll talk about that another day. Yeah, semi turned a corner and clipped the back end of our car when my wife was sitting at a stoplight. So
that's got to freak you out.
Yeah, it kind of did. But anyway,
you know what freaks me out is watching people try to grill in the winter on a crappy grill.
Oh yeah.
So that cold weather is quite the setback. So we want to talk about how to get the most heat out of your grill, and of course, now is when if you're looking, you're not cooking, really comes into play because that 40-50 degree temperature swing really socks the BTUs out of your grill.
Yeah. That meaning if you open the lid to look at something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So lots of things change this time of year, but if you have a crappy, weak, cheesy China grill, you might want to run down.
How you feel about that?
You might want to run down to Garrett's Appliance.
Right.
Because they sell much better lines. And let's face it, a good grill is going to last you a long time. Look at how long those grills, that grill I gave you, how long ago did I give you that tech?
Oh, at least 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And at the time, that was an $1,800 grill.
Right.
And which seems like a lot of money, but 12 years later, and it's still like the greatest grill you ever grilled on?
Yep, it is.
So and Garrett's has all kinds of nice grills like that that, you know, might start at $700 or $800. You don't have to get a grill for $299 because right. That just doesn't make sense. We paid that 30 years ago.
Yep.
So that's one tip. The other thing is, are you doing gas or charcoal?
Well, it's a yes for me. I don't mean to be a smart ass when I say that, but I use both.
Yep.
And either one, I mean, the same principles apply.
Well, you've defeated all the problems right off the bat because that Tech Infrared is a 1,600-degree cooker.
Right.
But here's the other thing is, let's say you can't spend $800 or $2,000 or $4,000 on a grill, but you do want to be able to grill in the wintertime. What Garrett's also has are Weber's, and you can go down and get a Weber kettle.
Right.
And then in the winter, if you're using a charcoal grill, just get some nice lump charcoal. Don't get the briquettes because they're 850-degree burners. Go down and get the 1,200-degree charcoal.
Right.
And now you've made a huge difference in that problem we're talking about with the cold weather affecting your cook.
So I think something that we can't we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it is a wind block, because in the fall and winter we get wind, and that's a cold weather thing. Doesn't impact you so much in the summer because it's a warmer breeze. But if you've got a cold wind blowing across your grill, that'll suck the heat out of that thing. That big iron smoker, that
huge
good one
difference
that we've got. If it's windy out,
you found out on Murray Lake that time.
Yeah, it's really tough to get that thing up to heat.
Yeah,
because that wind just sucks the heat right out of it. But
well, and I think the average guy probably has a wooden deck on his back porch or in the back of his house.
Right.
And now you've got a bit of an issue with wind because you're elevated, and what are you going to do? But if you're down on pavers or concrete, patio, something like that, now you have the ability to erect something of a diverter. But also a lot of people like you keep your grill in your garage and roll it out when you're going to use it.
Right. Certain ones. I've got some out that are year round, but others
that's
right.
That's another way to do it.
Right.
So again, it's going to be your wind direction and your primary. You know, you've got typically the west,
yeah,
and the northwest in the winter.
Yep.
Well, anywhere in North America, the cold's coming from the west, and it could be the northwest, could be the southwest, could be straight out of the north.
Right.
Not to say you don't get an east wind once in a while, but so just kind of look at your the lay of the land in your backyard and figure out where you can spot that thing for the winter, and maybe, you know, maybe you just do even a makeshift wind block for the winter.
Right.
And tell your wife not to worry about it.
Right. You know, the popularity of the griddles is really coming forward now. And I have one, and what I've noticed in the wind, even summer or winter, but winter's more, is those griddles sit about maybe 3 inches or 4 inches above the burner, and there's a gap in there of about an inch. They're kind of on little legs, and the wind will come across that thing
sweep the heat
right out of there. But the other thing that you got to remember is the end where it's downwind, you can melt things. I mean, there's a ton of heat coming out off of those four burners. I got a big 36-inch Blackstone. But the heat that's coming out of there, I had like little plastic squirt bottles. They like withered because there was so much heat coming out the other end that across those four burners and sucking it in a little one-inch trough that it's coming out there, that it melted my bottle. I'm like, holy cow, man, that's crazy. But anyway, so be careful because you could, I think that in that scenario, with that concentrated heat, you could burn yourself too.
So let's say you are using a low IQ gas grill.
Right. Yeah.
There are still ways you can get that thing amped up a little bit. Now blocking the wind makes a big deal, but more importantly, clean that thing right now and make sure it's running properly because your burners might be clogged. You know, those cheaper, cheesier burners, they corrode pretty quick because gas has a lot of toxins in it, which is why you never want to use a vent-free fireplace because that stuff ends up in your house.
Right.
But those burners want to corrode, and you might find that if you take all your grates off and take the deflector plate or whatever's on there, diverters, and just burn it, you know, out of the wind. In the dark is the best place, but take a look at that thing and see how it's burning. Number one, if it's too yellow, you need to add some oxygen, so open your shutters up a little bit. But number two, if you've got patterns showing that those grates or those burners are a little plugged, you can pull them out and you can take your compressor to it or a wire brush and a compressor and clean them up a bit, and you might find that you get it to work properly. But those little things in the cold weather make a huge difference on a grill.
Right. And now's the time to do it.
Right.
Right.
Before it's not so cold.
Right. So, and you can still feel your fingers while you're doing it.
Right.
And but anyway, this tonight, by the way, I just was reminded that we fall back. The time changes.
I
hate it too because I don't like coming home and at 6 o'clock it's dark out.
Right.
You know, but hey, it's what we've got for the next 2 or 3 months. It's the where we live and it's what we do. But anyway, don't forget to turn your clock back and, get up and early and get her going tomorrow.
Thanks, Dad.
But yeah. But anyway, coming up next, maybe now we talked about how to get more heat. What are the great things to cook on a cooler day? You listen, Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.